Discussions about what role the Greens might play in government are expected to continue today, with the Greens hopeful of taking a deal to their members by the end of the week. Also meeting at Parliament are National MPs, their second formal gathering since the election results came in. They're expected to canvass the campaign's failings and game plan after last week farewelling a long list of departing colleagues. As for Labour, it won an outright majority on election night, so doesn't necessarily need the Greens, but earlier the senior Labour Party Minister Chris Hipkins told me their preference was to continue working with the Greens.
We've had a really good working relationship over the last 3 years, and I think we would like to see that continue. But obviously that's in the context of Labour having gained a majority in the Parliament, having a clear mandate to implement the policy platform that we put before the country during the election campaign.
Are we likely to see the Greens in a full coalition, or is it more likely that it will be a supply and confidence arrangement?
I think the Prime Minister has already indicated that a full coalition isn't something that we'd be looking at, given that we have a majority in the Parliament. New Zealand has clearly voted for the policy platform and for Labour to implement that in the election, and I think that's something that is quite clear.
If it is then a supply and confidence agreement or a consultation agreement or whatever it may be, is there room for Green ministers outside of Cabinet?
Look, that's something that will be part of the conversation. I don't think any final decisions have been made on that. It's something that the Greens, I'm sure, will want to reflect on as well. Well, my understanding is that they want to have something to put to their membership on Friday so that they can make a final decision on whether they're in or out. So I think none of this is slowing anything down. The Prime Minister's got a whole lot of other things that she has to do at the same time, so she's obviously talking to ministers about portfolio allocations, getting all of those things underway. That's all happening at the same time.
Do you want to stay as Health and Education Minister?
Being a minister is a huge privilege, and I've thoroughly enjoyed both of those roles, and ultimately it's the Prime Minister's decision as to which one I end up continuing with.
You say which one? Is it not possible to continue doing both?
I said when I took on the role as Minister of Health that I would do that until the election in conjunction with my other portfolios. I think, in the longer term, though, we do need to make sure we're spreading that workload out a little bit. It is quite a hefty workload. And we also need to be mindful of the fact that COVID-19 has its own challenges associated with it. And so we need to be making sure that we're spreading that workload around.
So what sort of time frame? I mean, you seem to be signalling a move out of that role. Have you got a time frame on that? I mean, Aisha Vera was one that's being earmarked for a potential one day. Is she someone who could come in an associate role while you sort of hand over, or is that your thinking?
Ultimately, the decisions around portfolio allocation are decisions for the Prime Minister. And, I've said to her that I will serve in whatever role she chooses to give me. That's her call, really.
In terms of the Green portfolios, is it a case where Labour is short of ministerial talent, given you're doing two big roles now, whereby you actually need the Greens to fill some of those key roles, such as climate change?
No, I think if you look at Labour's ranks, we're bursting with talent, both in the class of 2020, who are obviously bringing a great degree of new energy. But if you also look at the class of 17, so this is the people who became MPs in the last term of government, many of those perhaps weren't ready to become ministers straight away, but some of them will be ready to be ministers at this time around. So I think, the Prime Minister's got a lot of talent to choose from.
And that is the Health Minister, Chris Hipkins.